Rząd polski uważa za swój obowiązek zwrócić się do rządów Narodów Zjednoczonych w celu znalezienia skutecznych środków, które powstrzymają Niemcy od dalszego stosowania metod masowej zagłady. Brno do Waszyngtonu. Deportacja i straszna śmierć grozi posiadaczom paszportów paragwajskich internowanych w obozach. Proszę pana ministra o energiczną interwencję u wszystkich odnośnych rządów. Anglia, Stany Zjednoczone, Paragwaj, Honduras, Ekwador, Kostaryka, Nikaragua, Haiti, Chile, Wenezuela. By wszystkie paszporty uznały na czas wojny za ważne. Sprawa bardzo pilna. Ładoś.
Pierwszy raz natknąłem się na paszporty pod koniec lat 80., kiedy robiłem swoje badania genealogiczne i byłem w Yad Vashem. Moja mama zawsze mówiła nam, że nasza rodzina miała paragwajskie paszporty. Nie mieli ich fizycznie, ale byli na liście, która poświadczała, że są narodowości paragwajskiej. Dzisiaj rozumiem, że przemycenie paszportów do Holandii było zbyt niebezpieczne. Bergen-Belsen też był obozem koncentracyjnym, ale trochę lepszym, bo nie mordowano tam ludzi.
Jak przyjechał Zajdel, oficer Gestapo z Auschwitz do Bergen-Belsen, żeby sprawdzić te paszporty, i ten Zajdel to wszystko odkrył. Wszyscy poszli do Auschwitz.
Alianci, Amerykanie, Kanadyjczycy, Anglicy. Bombardowali Drezno w Niemczech wiele razy. Dlaczego choć raz nie mogli zbombardować torów? Tam to mogli zrobić, a tego nie? Dlaczego? Był to więc prawdziwy cud, że cała nasza rodzina przeżyła.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the press conference of the Institute of National Remembrance on the occasion of tomorrow's National Day of Remembrance of Poles Rescuing Jews under German Occupation Day. You've just watched the trailer of Pole Mission movie, which will be discussed now by Jarosław Szarek, the president, Mateusz Matuszkowicz, member of the board of the Polish TV, and Jacek Papis, the director of the movie. In the second part of the conference, Dr. Mateusz Szpytna, deputy president of the Institute, will discuss the actions of the Institute to commemorate Poles rescuing Jews under German occupation. This is an online event, so feel invited to ask your questions through the chat on YouTube. Over to you, President. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the fourth time that we are celebrating the National Day of Remembrance of Poles rescuing Jews under German occupation. We are paying tribute to our compatriots who granted assistance to Jews condemned by the German occupant to die. These actions put them on the height of their humanity, and it leaves hope that the good will always prevail and will always conquer the evil, even if the evil is backed up by superpowers. Sometimes, however, sadly, the price to pay is very high, and these people paid the highest price and have been serving as inspiration and a role model to us ever since. On the eve of the National Remembrance Day of Poles Rescuing Jews under German occupation, the Institute of National Remembrance is presenting its initiatives related to the celebration of the people who paid the highest price. We've been working all year round preparing this day, preparing all press articles, press releases, books and movies. Thanks to all these actions, our knowledge has been growing. Many years ago, a symbol of sacrifice was just Irena Sendler. Now there are many more. The Ulma family, mother Matilda Goethe, Henryk Sławik, and a group of Polish diplomats and Jewish activists. The so-called Ładoś group were the ones extending a helping hand to the Jewish population. We know all that thanks to the activity of Ambassador Jakub Kulmach and the Pilecki Institute. A movie directed by Robert Kaczmarek on this story, produced by the Institute of National Remembrance, turned out to be a huge success. So far, across various channels, including social media, it has had nearly 1 million viewers. It was showcased all around the world, ranging from Toronto, New York, through The Hague, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, all the way through Moscow and St. Petersburg. The success of the said movie made us walk this way. Together with the Polish TV and the Polish Film Institute, we prepared another one, directed by Mr. Jacek Papis and titled Paul Mission, The Secrets of Passports. And this is the movie we'd like to show you tomorrow on Polish TV. Feel invited to watch Channel 1 of the Polish TV tomorrow at 21 hours. I'd like to thank everybody who contributed to this movie. At the Institute, so we are already thinking about another project, another movie showing the dedication of the Polish diplomacy to help the Jewish citizens during the Second World War. The National Day of Remembrance of Poles Rescuing Jews Under German Occupation is so much more than just Pol Mission, The Secrets of Passports. It's about many more initiatives by the Institute of National Remembrance taken this year and in the previous years. And this will be covered in a minute by my deputy, Mateusz Szpytna. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And feel invited to watch Paul Mission, Secrets of Passports, tomorrow on Channel 1 of the Polish TV at 21 hours. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now we will see what Mateusz Matyszkowicz, member of the board of the Polish Public TV, has to say. Since 1939, Poland has been occupied. However, our government or Polish diplomacy remained active. So we can learn from the film called Pol Mission that we produced together with the Institute of National Remembrance. We'll learn about the activities of Polish diplomats who, together with other countries and their services, prepared documents for Jews who were at risk, who were threatened, could leave and be saved. TVP tomorrow and on Thursday at 20 past 9 p.m. Thank you. So please watch TVP 1. And now let's talk to the director, Jacek Papis.
Dzień dobry, czy się słyszymy?
Jacek, can you hear us?
Halo, halo, czy się słyszymy? Dzień dobry.
Jacek, good morning, can you hear me?
Mamy małe problemy techniczne, prosimy
o wybaczenie. We have run into technical difficulties, please bear with us.
Myślę, że za chwilę uda
well,
nam
I
się
believe that any moment now we will be able to get a connection with Jacek Papis, the director, but now I give the floor to Dr. Mateusz Szpytma, deputy head of the Institute, who will tell us about the initiatives of the Institute of National Remembrance, trying to remind everyone of what Poles did in order to save Jews under German occupation, and he will tell us about our current initiatives at the Institute. Dear ladies and gentlemen, the Institute of National Remembrance from the very beginning, since the year 2000, has been dealing with history of the lives of Poles who rescued Jews. This topic has always been important since late Janusz Kurtyka was president, and it remains one of the central activities that we research, or one of the central themes that we research at the Institute. Let me take you through our major initiatives in the recent years. The president of the Institute, Dr. Jarosław Szarek, said quite a lot about the film itself, the documentary that will be airing tomorrow. But I would like to stress that when it comes to Poles rescuing Jews outside of this country, this film, this documentary was of course created, and it's the Passports to Paraguay, that was another movie that was made, and the second one, Pole Mission, that will be airing tomorrow, they are part of these activities, and tomorrow also a special commemorative plaque will be inaugurated about the Ładosz group, which was a group of Jews that were rescued by Polish citizens. It is estimated that this rescue mission concerned at least 800 Jews from the city of Będzin. Not all of them, unfortunately, survived. However, many of them were successfully saved. Let me also remind you about another very important civil servant, someone who was active outside of Poland, actually in Hungary, namely Henryk Sławik, who saved thousands of lives, thousands of Poles as well as thousands of Jews. So let me encourage you and invite you to read our book that was published last year by Dr. Tomasz Kurpiesz, who talks about the life of Henryk Sławik. It's a major, very profound biography of Mr. Sławik, showcasing not only what he did in Hungary, but also describing his activities as a social activist during the era of the Second Republic of Poland. A very good portrait of this noble man who died in August 44. He was murdered in a concentration camp of Mauthausen-Gusen. So well, we also published a brochure by Mr. Ambassador Grzegorz Łupczyk about this particular figure in our history. Also, our Department of Education in Katowice developed a documentary about Henryk Sławik. that, well, the Institute of National Remembrance was also involved in erecting a monument in Budapest, a monument as, of Henryk Sławik and Jerzy Fandos Sr. And this was co-funded by the Department and Office for Remembrance of Martyrdom. Today, the involvement of the Polish government in exile today is not questioned or challenged anymore. Before that, it was not widely known. And, well, in this case, also the Institute of National Remembrance, apart from the documentary Paul Mission, also researches these topics quite profoundly. So please take a look at Polish Jewish Studies and the article of Dr. Alicja Gontarek, who talks about the Polish representation, Polish consular and diplomatic mission in Havana. The author also analyzes the activities of other diplomatic missions and diplomatic offices, for example, in Greece. And it turns out that the campaign in order to save Polish citizens, including Jews, is not only Istanbul, not only Bern, not only Havana, but there are plenty of other countries and other diplomatic missions. Let me remind you about our campaign last year, when together with the Polish postal services, we created and we designed a postcard about the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Edward Raczyński. He was the one who was the first to tell the world about the tragedy of the Jewish nation. It happened in 42, and he learned about that thanks to his contacts with people who were involved with the Polish government in exile and Polish underground state. We have to mention Żegota as well, which is the Council for Assisting Jews, in December 2017, together with the President's Office and Michael Szudrych, the rabbi of Poland. We opened our exhibition about Żegota. So this was a very major exhibition, very serious, that was very much appreciated. It's still ongoing, and it was designed together with the Office of History Research and the Office of National Education. We still have some copies of this publication. The very symbol of how people, Polish people, rescued Jews is Irena Sendlerowa. She was behind the act of saving over 2,000 of Jewish children who were then in hiding, who were then placed in hiding across Poland. And we also developed a publication about Irena Sendlerowa. It was published several years ago. Saving and rescuing the lives of Jews is also something that Polish monasteries were involved in. Matilda Getter, Mother Matilda Getter, was helping Irena Sendlerowa, and actually without her, Sendlerowa would not have been so successful in saving Jewish children, because these children had to be placed somewhere, in private homes or in monasteries. The Franciscan sisters were very much involved, but also other monasteries and cloisters were involved. In the recent years, we've also been focusing on this particular convent, and we've managed to shed light on the very person of Matylda Getter, but also we shed light on how this particular convent helped save Jewish lives. So there is an exhibition, there is a publication in Warsaw, also on the very walls of the building where the convent was. On the wall of the building we placed a special commemorative plaque in three languages.
I feel especially close to the Ulma family. I believe they are a symbol of all Poles who perished for helping Jews. Just to remind you, we can estimate that around 1,000 Poles perished at the hands of Germans.
Prawo niemieckie z października 1941 roku.
The German law of October 1940 was very strict about helping Jews and putting on a death penalty for it. And so it happened to the Ulma family on the 24th of March 1944. Every year, it is now a national day of remembrance of Poles rescuing Jews. And the role of the Institute in celebrating the remembrance of this family is huge. We can talk about the exhibition, The Samaritans of Markowa, and published materials. And 5 years ago, a museum was opened to them in Markowa, and it couldn't have been possible were it not for a great deal of support from the Institute of National Remembrance, especially the division in Krakow and in Rzeszów. Let me now thank the Bureau for National Education for the clip they made 3 years ago. You can find on our website. It's a very emotional short story of the Ulma family. Today, we know of many more such families. Meanwhile, the first volume of Registry of Persons Repressed for Helping Jews was published, where we are showing several hundred persons who perished. The registry was prepared at the Institute and made by Aleksandra Namysła and Martyna Grądzka in collaboration with Professor Grzegorz Weremke. The history of Poles rescuing Jews is also a history of elementary exhibitions. Two out of three listed here are showing the demise of Jews during the Second World War, the Shoah, because the two are very much related to each other. After all, out of 6 million Jews who perished, 3 million were our compatriots. I already mentioned the lexicon of Poles repressed and murdered for helping Jews. And these are some further books published recently. I also encourage you to get familiar with further published material on the topic. There's a catalogue available for some time already on the web, but as of today also in print. There you can follow all published materials on the Shoah and on Poles saving Jews. So now we have a strong collection of all of them in Polish and in English. You can also get familiar with our multimedia on www.ipn.gov.pl.
To tylko niektóre z przykładów, które tutaj państwo
There are also
tutaj
widzicie. Debates
każdego roku także
on the topic to watch there.
Tutaj na ekranie są dodatki
also, every year we prepare press releases and press articles on the subject.
Będą dwa dodatki na ten
These
temat.
Are the ones from the previous years. This year, the Kielce division prepared a press inlet on saving Jews in rural areas during the Second World War. We also have a special issue of Nasz Dziennik on the topic prepared by IPN division in Lublin. Also, feel invited to our website devoted to remembering Poles saving Jews. It's called A Life for a Life, życiezażycie.pl. Now, let me tell you more about what's ahead of us in the oncoming days. I mentioned the special press issues. We also publish a brochure on Mother Matilda Getter in Russian. Tomorrow, we'll also unveil the commemorative plaque and the Warsaw Zoo to commemorate the Żabiński family, who also saved the Jews during the Second World War. Later this year, we'll publish some papers and books on Poles saving Jews. What's especially essential to the knowledge on the subject is the research. A collection of studies on the subject from all over the territory of our country. Our scientists have worked on it for several years already. Also, we plan to publish further volumes of the book edited by Mr. Piątkowski, showing source materials on saving Jews in districts of occupied Poland. So far, four volumes came to light, three last year. Volume 5 will be devoted to Galicia and Volinia, then the Białostockie and Vilnius districts, and then the land incorporated to the German Reich. We also have a monography prepared on Jews, on helping Jews in Silesia. Similar books are also prepared by various persons from our institute too. Also, Tomasz Domański is going to publish his book on the Kielce district and helping Jews there. And there will be another book on the Poznańskie province and helping Jews there. On our website, you can find a movie, a recording of a theater piece titled The Day of Wrath, based on the script by Roman Brandstetter. Last but not least, we'll inaugurate this later this year a post stamp commemorating Poles murdered for helping Jews in Popardowa in Lesser Poland. This stamp was jointly designed and prepared by the Polish Mail and the Institute of National Remembrance. You can find everything, all the materials and all the papers and mentions on our website, all 63 of them. So we've been doing quite a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much, President. Of course, feel invited to our website for further information. And thank you very much for attending this press conference. Thank you.
Ale to ja się liczyłam z tym ryzykiem, bo ja byłam tutaj z dwa tygodnie tam, dwa tygodnie tam z Mikołajem i dokładnie tak samo. Ledwo po prostu każdy z moich rodziców.
To już, bo czasami tak jest. Ktoś tam się też mówi.
Nie.
Aha. No nie, ale mi tak
nie jest. Nie, został odprawiony koniec i to poprzednio to był koniec po prostu.
Zdarzyło mi się tutaj kilka razy być i rzeczywiście tak się to odbywało, a zdarzyło mi się raz, kiedy mi akurat zależało, że muszę tam lecę na następne do notatki i tak wtedy po prostu się nagle zaczęło to tam rozciągać.
Ale to zawsze tak jest. Ja ostatnio też byłam pod presją czasu i powiedziałam, dobra, bez czego dokończę, a tu się skończyło dużo, że to przepis.
Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie i prosimy o wypowiedź, którą nagramy do konferencji. Cieszymy się, że się udało połączyć teraz. Tak, bardzo proszę.
Nie dostajemy sygnału. Ale wiesz, bo to jest ten Jacek Papis, normalnie byśmy go tłumaczyły. Zapytaj się, bo